Morning.
The project manager today for the project, and then tomorrow he'll be giving us this year, kick the project off. It's my, it's your agenda for today. Of course, we're new to each other, so I'll get acquainted first. So let's do that first. I mean, I'll start with you. Can you introduce yourself or a marketing expert?
Yes. My name is Dirk Merkel. I will be during this project the marketing expert, and I will see what the user wants and what we can do with the new product.
Excellent. You're our new interface?
The interface, going to look at the technical design from the user point of view.
My name is Xavier Jeukens. I'm the industrial designer, and there are three main questions that I have to find an answer to today. First one is what happens inside the apparatus. Second is what is the apparatus made of, and the third is what should it look like.
So our new product is about unique design of remote control for a television set. So which has to be original, trendy, and user friendly. Off a corporate website, I think that sums up what we need to do. We're inspired by the latest fashion, not only in electronics, but also the latest trends in clothes and interior design. That's why our product is always in your home. So apparently we need to be very very open to what's currently hot in the market. So that's what you need to do, bring us the latest info on what people want. So we took the fashion electronics, so that's what we need to go for. Anyway, we'll take this part in three steps. Three phases of design. First step will be the functional design. And this is basically what we're going to do. Everybody has a piece of individual work and a meeting afterwards so we can share information about. So I'm going to keep this short since we had technical problems. Let's get through this. Okay. Every meeting, everybody can present their views and everything. So to help with these, we have the smart boards here. You can use the regular PowerPoint presentation. Supposed to give you an introduction on this doodling board. So it's very easy. It says very simple. You just take out the pen. You see here, and I'll just keep the tool with you. See? Just put it on the board. Put your pen here. Go here. Just select using your pen. And just draw whatever you want. Select your eraser. Erase whatever you want. Illustrate your views. If you want to change the format, just select the pen and whatever you want. Current color with line white. Just to make the line bigger. It's really easy. Just take a new slide and back again. I'm just going to keep using this board all the time. So I think it will be, it's very clear for everyone, I suppose. Stuff that you want to share, put it in the project folder. I can put my presentation now. I'll put the minutes of every meeting in there too, so everybody can read up if you have to leave early or whatever. So, next, in here. Well, I'm going to give the electronic whiteboard a shot. So, basic idea is we have a blank sheet, just try whatever you want, and it says draw your favorite animal. I think the creative genius should go first. So, draws your favorite animal.
Well, I'm not into the technical aspects of drawing, so I'm not really good at drawing animals. But the animal which I pretty much. Oh.
Yeah, it's the eraser.
Change my animal will be like king size. I pretty much like a dolphin. Because of its freedom, basically. Let's see. Head. How does it actually work with this? Like, it's a bit unresponsive, though. Prefer pen and paper.
So that's what we don't want. We want the high responsive product, so. What's more like a nuclear bomb?
Look like a nuclear bomb. This thing isn't doing what I
go easy on it.
It rather does look like an evil. I'll just finish up here with sound board. So it doesn't really look like a dolphin, but
anyway,
yeah, this is only
it's supposed to be a dolphin, and you like the freedom that it represents.
Like the ocean, like swimming, you have too much spare time, so that's basically it.
What do you like? Okay. Well,
now we can forget
marking
this
expert. So it's an animal.
I like the
pick a, pick a green sheet.
What?
Pick a green sheet?
Yeah.
What's next? That's it.
Blank. Okay, next. Pre, I like the elephant. It's big, strong. So,
not really that much bounce, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Touch it pretty hard. With a smile, man. It's very important.
It's a cute elephant.
Yeah.
Nice beard.
Yeah, it's okay.
Can
yes.
You make any comments on my dolphin?
I will beat the dolphin.
Okay, so it's just the beard.
Yeah.
So I suggest you make us the elephant in the market. The big and strong player in the market.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
Yeah. Okay, excellent.
On to the next one.
Okay. Okay, you should press next. Okay. Okay, well, the animal I'd like to draw is a tiger.
You picked a hard one, didn't you?
My drawing skills are really bad, so.
What?
They are really bad, my drawing skills. I'm not sure how the legs should go out. Ah, these are stripes.
Okay.
I've picked this animal because it's very fast. It is. It knows exactly what it wants. It hardly ever wastes any resources. Well, basically, it hunts for prey, but it does it always in a very well thought way. It knows exactly what it wants. It never kills an animal just for the killing, so it's very efficient, and it tries to do everything as fast as possible. And it always goes for security in seeking a hide spot, and in doing everything, security, speed, and efficiency is important. And I think those things we can use.
I'm supposed to draw the animal next. Introduce to the world of the amazing.
And.
Hard worker.
Great team workers.
Yeah.
Do everything really small but together and really strong.
Oh.
Thank you.
you've done this before, haven't you?
I love to draw, it's just my hobby. Just, I think it's very representative of what we drew, I guess. Like you, just take your freedom and use a training interface that you designed for us. Just, yeah, you're supposed to make it different from what other people have and just make it a little distinct. Anyway, there's another beep to stop the meeting. See, warning, finish meeting now. So put this down. Discussion to open the work. What do you guys think about the first ideas? Is very short. I'll start with you. What are your first ideas from your product?
Well, I basically had a question. Are you going to introduce a multi remote control? Is it just the TV or do you want to?
The product I got was just for TV remote control.
Just for TV remote control.
Yes,
sir. Okay. Well, I was thinking about design remote control with our motto and all. Thing to keep in mind that we need to stick to what people are familiar with.
Yeah.
No rational changes or whatever.
Okay, so very intuitive design.
Yeah. We might have to consider other design aspects of our product. So that was something I wanted to add. And perhaps some usability aspect. TV is becoming central in most homes. Do we want people who are disabled in any way to be able to use it as well?
Almost everyone to be using it, so I mean really disabled people, yeah, might be a problem, but I think it's a little thing to take into consideration. I think we really need to cut the meeting short. So you have anything you want to share?
Only one thing that has to be in it, according to me, is the material it is made of. It should be something light. It speaks for itself, but some okay.
Approximately. Just go for that.
Okay.
Some ideas and I will.
Anyways, the personal coach will give you your personal assignments and everything. So we'll just meet back in a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm sure we have that.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah.